She's about to have no strings attached. Welcome to another episode of This Goose Is Cooked, where we review books intended for our future generations. Today's book, The Invisible String, by Patrice Karst, illustrated by Joanne Lou Verethoff, published by Little Brown Books for Young Readers. We're back, baby. Sorry for the disappearance, but we're going to be getting these things out sporadically as much as we can. So be sure to follow us to make sure you're notified the next time we release one. And we'll try to get this thing back on its regular course as soon as we can. But now to the review. The Invisible String is a tome that attempts to reassure us, the reader, that we're always connected with our loved ones, even when they don't reach out and make contact with us, because our love keeps those bonds strong. That may be the case. Or maybe they're just trying to get rid of us. Well, will this book make us feel filled with joy? Or will it have us tying this invisible string around our necks? I hope you brushed up on your needlepoint, because we have more string than we'll know what to do with. Grab your books if you got them, and let's get cooking. We open on two red-headed twins sleeping, named Liza and Jeremy. And boy, are they pale. I mean, they look whiter than Mark Zuckerberg.
Have you checked out the metaverse?
But then, a thunderstorm comes rolling in. And yeah, this is as scary as you think. It feels like something out of The Shining, but ginger-fied. Well, one loud thunderstrike jars these twins out of their sleep, and they take off sprinting about that bitch, like two retirees going to a sale at Ollie's on Tuesday morning. Yep, they're scrambling. It's every man for himself up in this thing. And the twins run right into their mommy's arms. But she's clearly not the most nurturing mom. She just yells at them to go back to bed.
Don't you know I can't be bothered watching Jimmy Kimmel Live? He's so funny.
But the kids protest. They just want to be with their mother. So mom has to think on her feet to get rid of these foos and fast. Quote,
Mom said, You know we're always together, no matter what.
But how can we be together when you're out here and we're in bed?
Said Liza.
End quote. Jeez, separation anxiety much? What did mom run off with some man, leaving them on their own for weeks?
Actually,
Dad clearly did. But mom's good. I mean, real good. And she's got an answer for Liza. And what does she do? She holds out an empty hand. Thanks for nothing. And she says, quote,
I was about your age when my mommy first told me about the invisible string.
End quote. And there's the title of the book. But one has to ask, what is this invisible string? Is it a shoelace? Is it complete bullshit? Or is it that hair around your mouth when you wake up in the morning that you just don't see, but you know it's there because you can feel it? That inevitably gets lodged down your throat when you go to brush your teeth. Anyway, the twins call her out on her BS. But mom's got an answer for everything, and says it's a connection that people who love each other have. No wonder the twins don't see or feel it. Mom claims that when the twins are far away, their love travels down the string and tugs on her.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Who's tugging on what?
Oh, it's her heart. That's a relief. And then she tugs right back. Like a bunch of offensive linemen playing tug-of-war at a summer camp. It means nothing. The children begin to inquire, just what are the rules and boundaries of this so-called string? And just who in the hell is it connected to? To which mom replies,
It's connected to anyone and everywhere. It knows no bounds. But what about, quote,
a dancer in France?
End quote. Just where in the hell did this father take him when he was in their life? Well, they're included too. But just when you think everybody's feeling good, Jeremy has to put a downer on the whole dissertation, asking if his string can reach the dead relatives in heaven. They're gone, damn it. We don't need the reminder. But hey, if it makes anyone feel better, according to Mom, it does. It's like the old solo cup and string telephone trick. You can talk right to them. And if you're wondering, does this string ever fade? No, it's invisible. And it's like a friend who just won't leave you alone at the bar. This string never goes away. As long as we've got that love. Let's just hope the twins' mom doesn't get the old scissors out when she finds a man who doesn't like kids. Oop, look out. Mom just remembered that the chitlins should be in bed, and they got her rambling like a villain in a Disney movie. So she shoos the twins back to bed because,
Jimmy's back on. Get out of here.
And look at that. Somehow, the twins are able to sleep through the roaring storm outside. Could it be that invisible string? Or did Mom put invisible duct tape over their mouths? Well, in their dreams, the twins think about all their connections and invisible strings that stretch around the world. And these kids are just tugging away. Yep, they're pulling strings like a couple of tampon thieves. And the story ends saying something along the lines of, everyone has somebody. And we can see everyone holding hands like it's Hands Across America up in this bitch. But one has to ask, didn't that fail? What's the moral to this little yarn? It's, if you feel alone, know that there's someone somewhere out there who loves you, even if they can't stand being around all your quirks. Yep, someone's attached to you, and they're called relatives. And no matter how hard they try, or you try, you just can't get rid of each other. You're stuck with them. What do I think of Patrice's work? As with everything, there was some good and some bad. It was great to hear that somebody does care about me. But it was also haunting to think that there's probably a lot of people out there tugging that I forgot to tug back. Just like my Facebook messages. Boy, there's a lot of unread ones in there. As for the story, it was fine. But where the hell was Dad? It would have been nice to have seen a loving father, too. But instead, we're left wondering if he just wrapped up his string and left with some floozy. And as for the abrupt ending of,
oh yeah, I forgot. You should be in bed.
That felt extremely cheap. And forced. Because, we know, she just had no way to end the damn thing. As for Joanne's pictures, eh, they were fine. Just one step above stock computerized pictures. They appeared to be drawings, but nothing really set them apart. I guess she did try to switch up the color on many of the pages to keep it from getting stale. But it didn't have that great of an effect. Well, if you've got a hole in your heart, see a doctor. But if it's a hypothetical one, get this string out and stitch it up. On a scale from 1 to 5, I'm giving this yarn a 3.2. I'll have a heapin' helpin' and go back for another bite, but I'm stopping when that invisible string ends up in my mouth. This goose is cooked. Join us next time for another in-depth book review.